我们一同打开启示录第二章第十节。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 2 verse 10.
我们先看启示录第二章第十节。
Revelation 2 verse 10.
翻到了，我先念一遍，由你们大家一同开声来念。启示录第二章第十节。以后呢，我们还要再读启示录第二章第二十五节。第十节，你们将要受的苦你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难受热，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。我们大家一同开声来读，你将要受的苦你不用怕，魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难试热，你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。第二十五节我念一次，由大家一同来念。
Verse 25.
但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。一同读，但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。再念一次，但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。我们读经到这个地方，你们今天会感觉到听得比昨天清楚吗？
Can you hear us clearer today?
有没有清楚啊？
Is it clearer?
今天我们已经换了一些的器材。
We have changed some of our hardware.
这样就每一次的聚会，
Every time we gather,
要有一个心做得更好。
We want to have attitude to do better.
我在你们中间差不多七年。
I have been here about 7 years.
每一个礼拜的信息听众这么少，是很得罪上帝。
It is a sin to God that we have so little people every week.
你们浪费上帝恩典多少你不知道。
You do not know how much grace you have wasted.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们很少有改进我们侍奉更大的可能性的这个心智。
Very seldom we do not have the attitude to want to do more in our ministry.
所以昨天我对宋教授说，
So yesterday I said to Professor Song,
我们试看明天要买一些东西改进这个音响。
I said that perhaps we should buy some hardware to improve the audio.
他一看就发现事情不对。
When he looked at the thing, he realized something is wrong.
我们缺乏一个 equalizer.
We are lacking of an equalizer.
Equalizer 就是调节频率的一个特别的机器。
Equalizer is a machine that is used to harmonize the sound.
因为上帝造人，每个人声音不一样的。
God has created all of us with a different voice.
所以有的男人的声音很低沉。
So some men has very low voice.
需要调高一点。
You need to increase the frequency.
有的女人的声音太尖了。
And some women has very sharp voice.
要调低一点。
And you have to lower it.
那么当讲员跟翻译员两个人的频率不一样的时候，
When the speaker and the translator have different frequencies,
要分不同的频道来调他的音响。
You need to adjust it in different channels.
所以这一次呢，我们录音是用 high definition, 就是最高的频率，最高的线条的这个线数来录的。
We are recording using high definition.
今天我跟我的同工到你们这个新加坡最好的电器材去看，你们那间店里面还没有一个1920跟1020的这个电视机，你们还是很落后的。
I went to your hardware store. I find that you do not have the latest equipment, actually.
所以新加坡常常以为自己很高级的。
And Singapore always think that it's very advanced.
我看每一个都差，最多的是1380。
There are only 1320 models.
有的760的还在买。
And some are still selling old models.
这个 high definition 的电视的广播。
The high definition television.
现在可能日本开始要用了。
Is already used in Japan.
美国还没有。
Not in America.
但好的电视机已经制造到那个地步了。
But a good television is in that range.
可能新加坡有一些有，但是我看的今天一架都没有。
But in Singapore, perhaps there's some, but I haven't seen one.
那么这次我们录起来的东西，
The things that we record this time,
是用 high definition 来做的。
It's done in high definition.
从前查经会参加的弟兄姊妹曾经有几次参与奉献来买这些器材。
Earlier in the expository preaching, the brothers and sisters in the congregation actually offered money for this.
用的这个麦克风是跟过去不一样的。
And the microphone we are using is different from the past.
音响一改变的时候，
When the audio has been changed,
每一个座位都可以听清楚。
We want every seat to hear clearly.
上帝的道就不是一句一句漏掉，打不进你的心的。
And the word of God will not be missed.
你清楚了吗？
Are you clear?
今天你听得很清楚。
Today you are very clear.
那么你以后受审判就更重。
Then you will be judged even more later.
因为你听得更清楚。
The clearer you hear.
你听的每一句话，你都要向上帝负责。
You need to be responsible for every word you heard.
现在宋文生教授呢，他特别昨天一早到旅馆接我到飞机场，以为一同从台北到这里来。
Professor Song Wen-sen came here together with me from Taipei in the morning.
录音的世界级的专家。
He is world class in audio recording and video recording.
当他到德国去要进修录音的最高级的课程的时候。
When he went to Germany to study all these recordings,
学院的老师们就试试看他到底有什么资格进到里面去学习。
He was tested first by the college professors.
问他的问题，他不但完全懂，而且已经熟练到一个地步，就是跟他们的教授同样的程度。
But he was able to answer all the questions, and he was of the same standard as the lecturers.
所以他们对他说：“你来这里做什么？你可以回去了。”
So they tell him to go back.
因为你所懂的就是我们所懂的。
And he already knew all they had to teach.
那么你到底是要学位去教书，或者要真正的技术经验去做工？
The question is, do you want a degree or an experience to work?
他说我不是要教书，我是要真正的学问，真正的经验。
He said, I'm actually here to learn.
那么你既然不是要学位，你就可以不必了，所以他就回去台湾。
And so the college asked him to go back because he don't need a degree.
世界最伟大的交响乐队就是维也纳交响乐团。
Vienna Philharmonic is one of the greatest orchestra in the world.
每次到台湾的时候，
every time they go to Taiwan,
音乐会就指定要他录音。
They would insist that Professor Song is the one who takes care of it.
那么这几年他决定加入布道团。
And this few years he has joined us.
与我们一同做上帝的工作。
To do God's work together with us.
他现在有个计划，要把归正运动这五百年对世界的影响，把它拍成一部的电影。
He has a plan to have a movie to show us the past 500 years of the Reformation.
那么唐牧师，你正在讲归正运动的这个题目，我怎么可以不去录呢？
And he said that you are now talking about the Reformation. How could I miss it?
他自动放下工作来录音。
And so he left his work to come and record all this.
两个礼拜以后，
2 weeks later,
我在南非洲全世界归正研讨这个世界大会讲到的时候，他特别要再飞过去录音。
He will also fly to South Africa to record my sermon at the World Conference.
因为他参与归正福音运动。
He is a participant in the Reform Evangelical Movement.
在历史上，在这个运动上，他要有份。
He wanted to partake in this movement in the history of man.
这是神为我们所定的旨意。
This is the will of God for us.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
The world and its desires will all pass away.
唯独遵行上帝旨意的人是永远长存。
Only those who do the will of God will live eternally.
所以我们这些聚会不是多听一些道理，很高兴，很喜欢听。我听这句话太多了，没有兴趣。
These meetings are not for us to just listen to good sermons.
我们参加这些聚会，要看见神借着这个聚会对我说什么，要我做什么，那我就一生一世愿意牺牲舍己参与神的工作。
We participate in this series of gatherings to see what God wants us to do for our life, and we'll sacrifice ourselves for the purpose.
归正福音运动
，the Reform Evangelical Movement，
重要到什么地步
？Is so important，
是你在这几堂里面你会听出来。
That you will be able to find it within these few evenings.
求主给我们受教的耳朵。
May the Lord give us teachable ears.
谦虚的心
，a heart that is humble.
给我们敏感的觉察
，a sensitive.Will,
给我们一个很渴慕的吸收
，that we will thirst for all this knowledge，
来领受上帝恩典
，and we will receive His grace。
我们再次低头祷告
，let us pray again。
主，我们感谢你，你在圣经里面说，我们要持守到底，忠心直到你来，我们就必领受生命的冠冕。我们甚至要至死忠心，我们才配跟随你。求主你赐福给你的教会，重新领受这样的敏感。重新领受这样的责任的感觉，好像我们在你的面前不是荒废一生，不是虚度光阴，不是徒受恩典，不是空占地图。你听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求的，阿们。我再说这一次的聚会跟平常我们所讲的是不一样。
I say again that the sermon series is different from the usual one.
我们平常讲的是圣经某一部分带来的信息，在这个时代我们应当怎么回应，应当怎样使用。
We usually preach about a certain message from the Bible and how we should respond to this message.
所以那是讲经大会。
Those are expository preaching.
思考上帝话语中间某一部分的内容。
To help us think about a certain portion of God's word.
想建立我们的信仰，建立我们的品德， 建立我们的侍奉
to establish our faith, our character and our ministry.
但是这几个晚上所讲的题目
but the theme for these few evenings
是我们应当在怎样的心智里面侍奉
is about the attitude of ministry.
怎样的运动中间回应
and how we should respond to what sort of movement.
所以这是运动的问题
This is a question of movement.
运动是什么呢
What is a movement?
就是带来历史新的方向跟新的途径的一个动力。
A movement is a power that will bring new direction in history.
是许多有同感的人一同努力在历史上成全神为那个时代以及以后的时代所定的旨意。
It is a group of like-minded people who will do the will of God for the generation and the generations to come.
单单对真理内容的了解而已。
It is not just a comprehension of the truth.
而是看见神永恒的旨意。
But its ability to see the eternal will of God.
看见圣灵在时代中的引导。
And how the Holy Spirit is leading in this generation.
发现在我们的日子中间，应当把世界带进什么方向。
And discover what we should do to bring the world to what direction.
所以这里真正要我们领受的。
The things that we ought to receive
神的引导
is the guidance of God,
神的主权
the sovereign will of God,
神给我们的动力
the power that God gives to us,
与神一同做他的工作
and do God's work together with him.
保罗在哥林多后书第六章第一节说
The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse
1, 我们与上帝同工的
we who co-work with God,
劝你们
Persuade you.
与上帝同工是什么呢
What does it mean to co-work with God?
耶稣基督在约翰福音第五章所讲的话语
This is what Jesus Christ said in the Gospel of John chapter 5.
父做事直到今日
Father has been working till today.
我也做事
So I will continue his work.
所以今天有哪一个人是与父同做同样的事
Who among us will work together with the Father?
有哪一个人是看见神今天正在做什么
Who can see what God is actually doing today?
我们能够与神一同做神要我们做的事情。
When we can work together with God,
许多许多的教会的领袖都以为他们正在做上帝做的工作。
Many people think that they are doing God's work.
其实不是。
But not so.
事实证明
the fact is,
很少很少的人看见上帝的心意。
Very few people can see the true will of God.
很少很少的人抓住神历史的这个动向。
Very few people can grab hold of God's historical direction.
很少很少的人顺从圣灵引导的工作。
Very few people are obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以在圣经里面记载一件事情。
The Bible records an incident.
王叫众先知来。
That the king summons all the prophets.
问他们神引导的问题。
To ask them about the guidance of God.
先知都说耶和华如此说，你去吧，你一定打胜仗。
The prophets all says, the Lord God says, go, you will be victorious.
后来这个王就叫另外一个年轻的先知出来。
But this king summoned a young prophet.
这个先知呢，不排众议。
And this prophet had a unique view.
他完全与别人不一样的看法。
He had a different view from other people.
上帝说你这次打仗你不会回来你一定战死在战场上。
He said God said that you will die on the battlefield.
所以就王大发脾气。
And the king was furious.
每一个人都讲好话只有你讲坏话。
Everybody said I will win except you.
我去打仗回来以后我要好好惩治你。
When I come back from the battle, I will punish you.
我一定不放过你。
I will not let you go.
你跟所有的先知讲不同的话。
You have spoken differently from all other prophets.
这个先知回答说什么呢
But this prophet replied,
如此说，你一定不能回来。
That said, the Lord, you will not return.
这个王出去打仗。
This king left.
就在很不谨慎的一刹那中间。
And in an instant when he was not
careful. 有一个人随便射箭。
A person fired an arrow.
就射进他的太阳穴里面。
And the arrow shot into his
head. 当场毙命，不能回来。
And he died on the spot.
所以那个时候到底发生什么事情呢
？What happened here?
这么多的先知。
There were so many prophets.
每一个人都讲同样的话。
Everybody said.
每一个人都耶和华差派我。
Everybody said the Lord.
每一个人说上帝如此说。
Everybody said God said.
但有一个先知说不是。
But one prophet said no.
有说谎的灵正在弥漫在教会的领袖中间。
There was a spirit of lies that is among the church leaders.
同样穿着先知的袍。
They all wore the same coat of the prophet.
同样奉耶和华的名讲话。
They all preach in the name of God.
他们没有一个真正讲真理。
But none spoke of the truth.
撒旦的谎言遮盖了他们。
The lies of Satan have covered them.
只有一个先知看见上帝的。
Only one prophet saw God.
这就是这一次的聚会盼望达到的目的。
This is what we hope to achieve in this gathering.
当你看见今天有许多的教会看起来很兴旺的时候
，Today when you look at the prosperity of many churches，
真正注意他们讲的是什么道
？But if you take good care of what they are preaching，
真正对照圣经所讲的话语
，and then compare with the Bible，
我可以说的许多方言的灵正在讲台上欺骗听众。
I can say that there are many spirits of lies that are deceiving the people。
真正大声疾呼
，and those who really call out loudly，
教会回到真理面前的人。
Those who call for the church to return to the truth
少之又少
are in the vast minority.
不但我愿意做这样的仆人
I hope that not only would I be such a servant,
你们听见了以后
after you have heard it,
同一位的灵感动你
the same spirit will inspire you,
使你们参与这个归正福音运动
that you will join the Reform Evangelical Movement.
因为这是一件很重要的事情
This is something extremely important.
这是历史应当走的方向
This is the direction history must take.
这是施工的人应当有的心智
This is the attitude of the true servant of God.
我很可惜看到今天许多的神学院许多的教授许多的牧师都没有严肃地看清这个问题
But regretfully many seminaries, lecturers and pastors have not seen this solemnly.
所以他们奉献的心智发生问题了
And so there's a problem with their attitude of service.
讲道的态度发生问题了。
Their attitude of preaching has problems.
他们选用的题目发生问题了。
The theme they choose have problems.
他们想象的听众的这一种反应也发生问题了。
Their imagination of what the congregation wants is also problematic.
许多人做主工是看会不会赚钱，如果不会赚钱，可以冷淡，不必好好做。
Many people ask themselves whether they can make money from the ministry.
有许多人做主工看有没有人有好的反应。就用市场的动力来决定他们的侍奉。
And many people's ministry is decided by the market forces.
还有许多的人侍奉的时候
，And many people when they serve,
会看得见的果效，不是看见上帝永远的旨意。
And they want visible fruit, not the eternal will of God.
所以我今天一定很严正的对你说
，And so today I will say to you solemnly,
为教会回头归正在神的面前
，Unless the church return and return back to God,
痛哭流泪。
To repent and cry,
重新建立根基
and continue to rebuild its foundation,
重新献上心智
and continue to submit itself,
重新对主立约
and continue to have a covenant with God,
至死忠心
we must be faithful to death,
否则教会是没有前途的
or the church will not have a future.
我们昨天已经思想到在历史中间，马丁路德起来勇敢反对一个庞大的系统。
Yesterday we spoke about how Martin Luther rose and fought against a big structure.
这个系统就是当时所说的一个唯一的教会。
The big structure at that time was the only church.
这个圣而公的教会。
The Holy Catholic Church.
这个教会已经有了1500年的历史。
It had 1,500 years of history.
这个教会里面有非常好的原先的教职教义。
Originally, it had good doctrines.
但是从第五世纪以后
，But after the fifth century,
一直到第十三世纪的时候
，Till the 13th century,
有许多许多的错误的教训，慢慢浸透在教会的信仰里面。
There were many wrong teachings that slowly went into the church.
所以许多的所谓的那些圣品已经代替了那真正的圣道。
And a lot of riches have taken over the true word of God.
圣品就是 relics.
The relics.
所以你能找到一根钉耶稣的十字架的那个钉子，那是很重要。
It is very important, for example, to find the nail of the crucifixion.
你能发现等耶稣基督受圣餐的时候那个杯子 ，Holy Grail， 那是很重要。
And if you can find the Holy Grail, the cup of the covenant, and the communion.
如果你能够发现那个已经丢掉的、不知道在哪里的又贵，找到原先那个贵，那是很重要的。
It's very important to find the original Ark of the Covenant.
所以这些的许多许多人就把真理丢弃了，把圣品当作追求的目标。
So many people go after the relics instead of the truth of God.
加上惧怕受刑罚，惧怕下地狱。
And also because of the fear of punishment and hellfire.
所以他们恐惧战惊，不知道怎么处理自己犯罪。能不能得救的问题
Many of them are in fear They do not know if they will be saved
这样教会就产生了许多与圣经无关的教义出来了
At that time there were many doctrines That are not related to the Bible
刚好在圣彼得大礼拜堂要建起来的时候
When the St. Peter's Cathedral was about to be built
所需要的金钱是多得不得了
They needed a lot of money
那么要从哪里搞这些人出来呢
So where would they find the money
你怕让人奉献吗他们根本没有心要奉献
The people were not willing to give offering
所以当这些大建筑建起来的时候
When these huge buildings are made
许多教会的领袖是开始不持守忠贞信靠上帝的原则
Many church leaders departed from the faithfulness towards God.
就向很多的有钱人低头。
And he started to bow to the rich.
这些能出钱的有钱人，可能是教会里面最怕、最可怕的败类。
And these people could be the worst of his kind in the church.
但是因为教会需要他们的钱财。
But because the church needed their money.
所以对他们特别奉承，对他们特别的这个尊重。
And so they respected these people.
所以这样呢，就产生了不尊重神而尊重有钱人的这种错误的教训出来了。
And so the wrong teachings emerge where God is not respected but the rich world.
如果你注意历史上每一个伟大的王帝要建伟大的王宫的时候，他怎样用钱？
In the history of man, if you see how a great emperor will build a great palace,
你就知道劳民伤财的政治一定出现的。
You will know that politically they will tax the people a lot.
Louis XIV 建立法老塞宫的时候，
When Louis the 14th built his Grand Palace,
整个法国全并统治的居民所全国所有的税收的40%建他一个人的王宫。
He taxed the people 40% just to build his palace.
所以呢，他要极尽奢侈奢华。
And he led a luxurious and decadent life.
增加许多的苛捐杂税。
At the end, the people suffered greatly.
使百姓痛苦万分。
And the people had to pay great taxes.
那么罗马天主教王要什么办法搞这些钱来呢？
How would the Roman Catholic Church get all this money?
他不像政权之下那些王帝有权令增加课税的问题。
They did not have political power to raise taxes.
所以他们用一个办法。
And so they used a
method. 如果你们买赎罪票，你们的罪就可以得到赦免了。
So you can buy tickets to resolve your sins.
而中古时代。
In the medieval
time, 有许多人很惧怕什么的罪恶不得赦免，也不得上天堂的事情。
Many people are afraid that their sins will not be forgiven.
所以这个心理就被他抓住了。
And they grab hold of this psychology.
他们尽量印赎罪票来争取更多的人给他们钱来盖圣彼得大礼拜。
And they print a lot of tickets of absolution so that people will buy it.
当时当圣彼得大礼拜堂被盖起来的时候，
But when the St. Peter Cathedral was built,
有几个最伟大的文艺复兴的天才就在那个时代生下来。
There were great genius of the Renaissance that were born in the era.
圆顶是米开朗基罗设计的。
The dome was designed by Michelangelo.
虽然它的尺寸比 Florence 的那个圆顶还小一点，
Although it was a little bit smaller than the dome in Florence.
但它工作的奢侈所用的材料需要的费用大得不得了。
But still, it costs a lot of money.
所以将全天主教、全世界天下所有的基督徒都要为赎罪票付钱。
And so all the Catholics have to pay for the tickets of absolution.
这就使基督教的教义更多出卖真理了。
It created a situation where the doctrines betrayed the truth.
什么叫做炼狱
？The purgatory.
什么叫做圣徒功德库
？And also the treasuries of the saints.
什么叫做赎罪票的道理？
And the tickets of absolution.
什么叫做告解礼
？And the confessions.
这些的东西 contrition.
Contrition.
这些的东西使许多许多的基督徒头昏脑胀。
All these things confuse many Christians.
而且这些人就一个一个向圣徒祷告，而不是向耶稣基督祷告。
And they pray to the saints and not Jesus Christ.
因为他们先产生了一级一级的这个 hierarchy 灵性上的阶层。
They produce a spiritual hierarchy.
所以我们是没有办法直接到上帝面前来。
They say you cannot go before God.
我们要借着基督到上帝面前来。
You got to go through Jesus Christ.
但我们的罪太深了。
But we are too sinful.
所以我们没有资格到基督面前来。
So we are not worthy to come before Christ.
我们要透过玛利亚到耶稣基督面前。
We need to go through Mary.
我们与玛利亚之间还是有很大的差别。
But still, there's a big gap between us and Mary.
所以你要透过许多的圣徒。
So go through the saints.
Saint Sebastian.
Saint Sebastian.
Saint Magdalena.
Magdalena.
还有 Saint 这个 Saint Augustine.
Saint Augustine.
还有圣许多的圣徒 Saint Teresa.
Many different saints.
那这是许多的圣徒。
All these saints.
他们不但功德足够自己使用，
Not only are they worthy for themselves,
他们还剩下许多许多功德可以分给你，使你也可以享受恩典。
They have so much good works that they can spend some for you.
所以为这个缘故呢，
for this purpose,
信仰就越来越复杂。
The true faith becomes very complicated.
如果你能够拿到一个 圣品在你手中，
if you can have a relic in your hand，
那你就是比别人更高一层的灵性的。
You will have greater spirituality。
如果你能奉献更多的钱盖教会，
if you can give more money to build a church，
你的罪是自动减少下去。
Your sin will automatically be reduced。
如果神父说你的罪赦免了，
if the priest says your sins are forgiven，
罪就真的赦免了。
And indeed it will be。
如果神父不讲这句话。
But if the priest refuses to say that，
你就没有办法罪的赦免。
You will not have absolution。
神父对那些不买赎罪票的人，他不愿意说你的罪得赦免。
And the priest will not forgive those who will not buy the tickets。
所以讲，基督教已经变成了比外邦更可怕的异端的宗教。
At that time, Christianity is worse than the pagan faith。
那讲教会还有权柄吗？
Does the church still have power?
有，
yes, it
因为从这个 Eusebius 以后，
After Eusebius,
有一个思想是很可怕的。
There is a very frightening thought.
教会之外没有救恩。
That there is no salvation outside of the church.
所以如果教会把你赶出去，
so if the church would to abandon you,
就没有第二条路可走了。
You have no way to go.
你是永远灭亡的。
Forever you will be perished.
教会之外没有救恩。
There is no salvation outside of the church.
变成一个捆锁基督徒最重要的钥匙。
It becomes an important key to bind Christians.
你跟教会反抗一点点。
If you rebel against the church,
只能下地狱。
Hellfire will await you.
教会之外没有救恩。
There is no salvation outside of the church.
最怕给教会赶出去。
So people are afraid of excommunication.
自愿在地上生活的时候。
So when they live on earth,
不但没有思想自由。
Not only do they not think about freedom,
不但没有信仰自由，
no freedom of faith,
他只能恐惧战惊，等候上帝借着教会的赦罪，他才有救恩。
They will fear and wait for God to forgive them through the church.
所以当一个人自己读圣经的时候，
when a person would read the Bible himself,
发现圣经所讲的与教皇所讲的与自己神父所讲的不一样的时候，
when he discovered that what the Bible says is different from what the Pope or the priest says,
他们就开始干涉你，
they will start to interfere,
镇压你，
and to persecute you,
竟然敢反抗教会，
because you dare to be oppose the church,
一定是个灭亡的人，
so you will be destroyed.
为了防止你的异端跟教会不一样的教训弥漫在别的信徒的心中，
In order to prevent your heresy from influencing other Christians,
他们就制定了条例，叫做异教徒裁判所。
They have a rule to judge the heretics.
这个叫做 Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
这个叫做宗教法庭。
A religious court.
凡是反对教会的人，
those who oppose the church,
活活把他烧死。
Will be burned alive.
他们烧得大汗大叫。
Until they start willing,
全身烧成灰的时候，
until they are dead,
想去警戒别人不敢反抗教会，
to warn others from opposing the church.
今天我们现在享受的宗教自由或者无信仰自由，是我们没有办法了解当时人心里的痛苦是怎样的。
We cannot understand this today because we have freedom of faith.
那么是不是因为这些的刑罚？
Is it because of all these punishments?
这些的威胁，
all these threats,
从这些教会滥用特权，
and all this abuse of power,
可以拦阻上帝的真理继续在地上被建立起来吗？
Can it oppose the truth of God to be established on the earth?
绝对不能。
Absolutely not.
所以就需要一个归正运动。
So there is a need for reformation.
把人带回真理里面来。
That will be brought back to the truth.
今天如果你到西班牙的马德里，
If you go to Madrid in Spain,
四方形的广场，
there is a hall that's square in shape.
那就是从前烧基督徒、杀基督徒、杀反对教会信仰的那些人的这一个刑场。
It was a place for the Spanish Inquisition to execute the people.
我想西班牙、法国是杀最多的。
I think Spain and France killed the most people.
但是各地有很多真正爱主的人。
But there are still many people who truly love the Lord.
他们读经的时候发现圣经不是这么讲的。
When they read the Bible, they realize the Bible didn't say that.
教会跟圣经走不同路线的时候，
When the church deviates from the word of God,
神就兴起一些人来。
God raised his servants.
这些人做什么呢？
To do what?
他要向上帝至死忠心。
To be faithful till death for God.
所有人要持守到底。
And hold fast to the end.
他们才能得到生命的冠冕。
And to receive the crown of life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这些人当他有忠心的时候，
When these people try to be faithful,
他们就预备要死，
They are prepared to die.
预备要为主流血，为主舍命，
Prepared to bleed and give their life to the Lord.
这样在捷克有个叫 John Hurst,
So in Czechoslovakia,
被活活烧死，
John Hurst was burned alive.
当然这时候也很多假的 不是忠于神的，是随便乱反抗教会的人。
But of course, there are also people who are not faithful to God but oppose the church.
他们也是借着我有自由，就借题发挥来反对教会。
They abuse their freedom to oppose the church.
但是里面有一些是真正忠于圣经的。
But there are people who are truly faithful to the Bible.
这一个一个改教不成功。
They did not succeed in the Reformation.
上面的力量太大了。
The opposition was too strong.
制度太久了。
The system was too ingrained.
权柄太普世化了。
The power was too universal.
鼓掌难鸣。
It was difficult to fight alone.
一个人要抵挡这个系统是很难的事情。
It's difficult for a person to stand up to the system.
除非上帝的时间到了。
Unless the time of God is up.
兴起的人出来了。
And God raised His true servant.
运动才能成功。
And then the movement will succeed.
所以马丁路德是非常伟大的。
Martin Luther was a great man indeed.
马丁路德是实实在在勇敢的人。
Indeed, he was bold and courageous.
绝对不顾自己的生死。
He was not worried about his own safety.
他不顾自己的安危。
He not worried about his life and death.
他不顾自己的病或者健康。
He was not concerned about his health.
他是一直用奋斗的精神，以死亡挣扎来面对这个错误的教训。
But with a fighting spirit, fighting with death, he faced this wrong teaching.
昨天我对你说
，Yesterday I said,
马丁路德
，Martin Luther
是站在一个很特殊的地位中间
，has a very unique position.
他呢有最大的勇气
，he was most courageous
来面对强权
，and he faced the opposition.
是上帝赐福给他的
，so the Lord blessed him.
今天这种传道人是少得不得了。
There are so few such preachers today.
有很多的传道人不过是搞一碗一碗饭碗来吃饭。
Many preachers preach for a living.
他说服侍的是主仆。
They are serving their own stomach.
服侍的是自己的面子。
And they serve their own face.
服侍的是已经有的一个团体。
They serve a community that's already there.
那为什么马丁路德会看出天主教会这么多的错误呢？
How did Martin Luther realize all the mistakes?
因为他研究圣经。
Because he studied the Bible.
那为什么他可以研究圣经呢？
How could he have the opportunity to study?
普通的人是不可以读圣经的。
Because the common folks will not get the Bible.
因为天主教说，你们一读圣经呢，啊，你们解错的时候，你们就很危险了。
The Roman Catholics will warn the individual from studying the Bible on themselves.
真正解经的权威不是赐给每一个人的。
Because they believe the true power of exposition is not given to anyone.
真正解经的权威是赐给从彼得的正统权柄传下来的神父们。
The authority was given to the priest who inherited all the way from Peter.
当时整个教会只有一本的圣经。
There is only one Bible in the church.
手抄本。
Written by hand.
而这个圣经是用铁链把它锁在一个读经的桌子上面。
And it is chained to a table.
你不能带回家的。
Not for you to bring home.
你不可以随便翻的。
Or open any way you want.
这是圣经。
This is the Holy Word.
是链住的。
It is chained.
所以只有礼拜堂聚会的时候，神父翻开这个被链住的圣经，读一段的时候，然后神父所解释的才是代表上帝的声音。
Only on Sunday worship service, the priest will read from there, representing the voice of God.
这样的普通的人就没有办法研究圣经。
A common man will not be able to study the Bible.
但是马丁路德可以研究圣经。
But Martin Luther
could. 为什么呢
？Why?
因为他是一个奉献的人。
He was a person called into ministry.
他是个念神学的人。
He was a theologian.
他是预备做圣品人的人。
He was a person who was prepared for the call.
他就进到奥古斯丁修道院里面。
He went to the Augustinian seminary.
修身养性。
To go there and prepare himself.
天天背诵经文。
Meditate and read the Bible.
思考上帝的话语。
To think about the word of God.
他盼望成为一个忠心跟随主、侍奉主、讲解上帝道的这个主。
He wanted to be a preacher that's faithful to the God's word.
但是他越读圣经的时候，
but the more he read,
他越发现当时教会的教训跟圣经是背道而驰。
The more he discovered that the church teaching was different from that of the Bible.
我相信这是上帝的时间到了。
I believe God's timing was up.
我相信这是上帝特别的引导。
I believe it was special guidance of God.
马丁路德不是进到另外一种修道院。
Martin Luther did not enter to another monastery.
当时有很多不同的修道院。
There were many monasteries.
一个最重要的叫做 Benedictus 修道院。
The most important one is the Benedictine monastery.
奥古斯丁的修道院不是太著名的。
But St. Augustine's monastery is not too famous.
奥古斯丁的修道院的系统里面。
But in their system,
他就领受了伟大的真理。
He received great truth.
所以奥古斯丁是归正运动暗示或者在起先已经作为 整个历史先锋的一个思想家。
Augustine was a person who implicitly understood Reformation.
这一次不是我吩咐的，你们选了 Augustine 放在第一个，这是对的。
In the illustration, we have Augustine was the first person. This is correct.
父上帝。
Because from the Father,
差遣耶稣基督圣子来。
Who sent the Son?
有父子差遣圣灵来。
And the Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵充满十二使徒，赐下基督教的信仰的教训的以后。
And the Holy Spirit filled the 12 apostles and the teaching of Christianity came.
把整个基督教信仰集大成。
Until the entire teaching are summarized.
有最精明头脑的人。
And the person with the clearest thought about this.
第四世纪的奥古斯丁。
Was Augustine who lived on the 4th century.
奥古斯丁今天已经对天主教有很大的影响。
Today, Augustine has great influence to Roman Catholicism.
奥古斯丁也对马丁路德有很大的影响。
But he too had great influence on Martin Luther.
奥古斯丁又对加尔文有很大的影响。
Also towards John Calvin.
归正思想跟归正运动的信仰。
Reformed thoughts and reformed faith.
不可忽略奥古斯丁的这个真正的影响。
Cannot ignore the contribution of Augustine.
我昨天说，虽然奥古斯丁的神学思想里面还留有很多的空间给哲学有地位。
I said yesterday that Augustinian thoughts have some philosophical elements in there.
但是到了加尔文的时候
，But by the time John Calvin came,
完全不给哲学有任何的地位，以上帝的道等量齐观。
John Calvin would not equate philosophy with the Word of God.
这就是加尔文更伟大的地方。
This is where John Calvin was greater.
因为他这个决定。
In this decision of his,
就是加文在整个世界文化历史中间没有特别的地位。
John Calvin did not have special place in the history of philosophy.
这件事他在文化的地位上都是舍己的。
So in this manner, he was self-sacrificing.
为什么我这么讲呢
？Why do I say this?
因为当你看这些书的时候
，When you read philosophy,
你看到一定奥古斯丁的。注言或者注脚多得不得了。
You will definitely see references to Augustine.
你看到马丁路德至少有一半这个奥古斯丁的这个注脚的引言。
And Martin Luther will contain at least half of Augustine's quotation.
但是当你看到加尔文的时候
，But when you talk about John Calvin,
几乎只有一两次出现，很少的引用他们。
There are very few references to him by philosophers.
实在是自我。舍己离开他的哲学上被纪念的这种地位。
So we see a self-sacrificing spirit. He did not want to be remembered in philosophy.
那现在我稍微讲这个奥古斯丁对天主教的影响是什么？对马丁路德的影响是什么？对加尔文的影响是什么
？I want to talk about how Augustine influenced Roman Catholicism, Martin Luther, and John Calvin.
奥古斯丁对天主教的影响。
The influence of Augustine on Roman Catholicism.
教会是大过世界国度的这个观念。
Is the concept that the church is greater than the kingdoms of men.
地上的国将要成为上帝的国。
All the kingdoms of earth will become the kingdom of God.
上帝的国在地上是慢慢扩大的。
The kingdom of God slowly expands on earth.
当上帝的国到世界上来的时候
，When the kingdom of God is here on earth,
就像一个很小的种子开始萌芽。
It will start like a small seed.
结果长成一棵大树。
And it will become a great tree.
许多的鸟都可以栖息在这个大树的里面。
Many birds can rest within the tree.
这样子，世界的国以后变成上帝的国。
And the kingdom on earth will become kingdom of God.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
，When Jesus Christ came to the world,
生在马槽。
He was born in a manger.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候
，When Jesus came to the world,
他是没有家庭美容，枯槁憔悴。没有人看见他会羡慕他。
He did not have a comely appearance, and no one would be envious of him.
如根出于干地。
He is like a shoot from the floor.
一点也不起眼。
Not very impressive.
就像 Campus Crusade 很著名的影片《耶稣传》引言里面的一句话。
It's like a quotation taken from the film Jesus.
他说呢 ，Christianity start with a very humble beginning.
基督教是从非常谦卑或者卑贱的开始，作为
开始。这个起点是很谦卑的。
The beginning was very humble.
但是后来呢，全世界的国度也变成基督的国度。
But all kingdoms of the world will become kingdoms of Christ.
这个记载在启示录里面。
We can see this in Revelation.
The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our God and of His Christ.
全世界的这个国度将成为基督的国度。
这句话。在这个 Handel Messiah 里面就被引用在 Hallelujah Chorus 里面。
Handel used this in his Hallelujah Chorus。
那么这句话的那个节奏就被贝多芬引用，变成第五交响乐第四个乐章的一句。
And Beethoven used this in his fifth symphony.
这一句话到了贝多芬变成第五交响的 bam dim bam bam dim dim bam dim dim， 节奏是从那边过来的。
It has the same beat and rhythm。
好，这个是真正的胜。
It's a true victory。
也就是以后基督那个被钉十字架的上帝要成为万王之王，万主之主。
And that Jesus Christ, the crucified God, will become King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
所以这一方面呢，奥古斯丁就影响了天主教。
In this area, Augustine influenced Roman Catholicism.
天主教认为教会就是上帝的国。
And so the Roman Catholics believe the church is the kingdom of God.
教会一定要统治全世界。
That the church must rule the world.
世上的国都成为我主基督的国。
All the kingdoms of the world will become kingdoms of my Lord.
所以呢，彼得是第一个教皇。
Peter was the first pope.
有教皇就安立各国的王。
And then they will ordain all other kings.
所有的王如果没有教皇来给他安立典礼这时权柄，他们都不是正式的。
And none of the kings will be the real kings unless they are ordained by the pope.
到第七世纪的时候
，By the seventh century，
产生了回教的新的宗教的运动。
There emerged an Islamic movement.
回教根本不承认教皇是基督的代表，也不承认基督的王权。
Islam will not recognize the power of the pope or Jesus Christ.
这个整个基督教教皇在中国之上的权柄就只局限在欧洲，没有办法发展到别的地方去。
And this concept that the pope will be the king over all will is confined to Europe.
顺便提一提
，I will say this also.
这个观念的曲解就是今天的灵恩派。
And the misinterpretation of this concept is in the Catholic Church.
末后日子，凡有血气的都会说方言，少年人都会见异梦，所以他们尽量发展灵恩派的教，做得最大最大，因为他相信。他们站在末世，全世界都会归耶稣基督。
And they believe that in the end times we will speak of visions and of strange dreams, so they keep working very hard for it.
那么到天主教到了二十世纪的时候
，But when the 20th century came,
他们的领土越来越小。
The Roman Catholics have lesser and lesser territories.
天主教领土最多的时候
，At the height of their territorial possessions,
是叫做神圣罗马帝国。
It was when the Holy Roman Empire came.
Holy Roman Empire 曾经占据了欧洲最大的土地。
Holy Roman Empire was once had the greatest territory in Europe.
查理曼大帝是英武不可一世。
And the king, the emperor was very grand back then.
最糟糕的是当意大利独立的时候。
But when Italy became independent,
天主教教皇的权柄一直收缩，一直收缩，一直收缩。
The power of the pope was reduced.
领土一个一个被割裂出去。
And the territory was taken away.
现在天主教教皇所占有的土地不到一公平方公里。
And now the land of the Roman Catholic Church is actually less than 1 hectare.
整个不是
one kilometer square.
整个天主教的领土
，the entire territory of the Roman Catholic Church，
梵蒂冈那一块地
，is in the Vatican。
整个国家的公民
，all the people there，
只有一千个人
，number only 1,000 citizens。
叫做 Swiss Guard。
They are the Swiss Guard。
Swiss Guard 就是穿着瑞士制服，那些看守梵蒂冈的那个。雇用的特别的军人
，the special soldiers that will take care of the Vatican，
他们的权柄还是大的不得了。
Although they still have great power，
天主教的教皇所讲的话
，the words of the Roman Catholic Pope，
从政治实权上不能影响太多人。
Although politically it cannot influence many people，
但从宗教的影响力可以使回教的领袖，可以使共产党的领袖，可以使美国、英国的首相、总统。不得不要听他讲话的意义是什么
？But it has great religious influence that all political leaders have to listen carefully.
他们在世界各地掌握了资讯的权柄。
And they had the power of the communication in every place.
世界各地引用了宗教对政治所发挥的力量。
And they are able to make use of religious influence over politics.
他们领土只剩下一平方公里。
Although the territory is less than 1 kilometer square.
梵蒂冈圣彼得大礼拜堂。
And the St. Peter's Cathedral,
梵蒂冈博物馆
the Vatican Museum,
Sistine Chapel,
the Sistine Chapel,
梵蒂冈公园
the Vatican Park,
小小的一块地是天主教的
only the small little land belongs to them.
所以呢，他们绝对没有办法实现万国都成为上帝的国，而把上帝的国解释就是梵蒂冈的国权，这是完全违背圣经的。
And so it's not biblical to say that the kingdoms of God is where Vatican is.
那奥古斯丁在用什么办法使这方面影响天主教这么大呢？
In what method did Augustine use to influence the Roman Catholics?
奥古斯丁写了一本重要的神学的书，叫做《Civitas Dei》，拉丁文“上帝之城”。
Augustine wrote a very important work entitled "The City of God."
其实呢，今天的很多神学院读了一大堆烂书，世界历史最重要的书都没有读，就没毕业了。
Many seminaries would not even have this book.
你读什么书呢
？What sort of books do you read?
冷高文的《教会增长》。
How the church should grow?
Rick Warren 的就。Driven purpose driven church.
Or Rick Warren's purpose driven church.
这些书所引用的圣经是最不合原文的。
These books often quote from Bibles that are not faithful to the original language.
奥古斯丁的 Civitas Dei 你没有读。
But the Augustine City of God we do not read.
加尔文的基督教要义你没有读。
Institute of Christian Religion is not read by us.
马丁路德的解经的书你没有读。
Expository reading by Martin Luther we did not read.
这一个 Anselm 的这个 Ontological argument 的书你没有读。
An Anselm's ontological argument for God.
这个 Blaise Pascal 的 Pensées 你没有读。
Or the work by Pascal Pensées.
今天神学呢，重要的书不必读，烂书读一大堆就可以毕业了。
And so many people can graduate today from seminary without reading
important
work. 我再讲
一次，我对全世界的神学院是很灰心的。
I am disappointed with all the seminaries in the world.
你不要告诉唐牧师，我听你讲的很受感动，我读进神学院读书了，我毕业可以被上帝大大重用。可能神不一定用你。
God may not use you even if you graduate from a seminary.
糟糕了，我做堂迷再给他刷了一下。
He said, but what are we going to do then?
你不要笑。我不是讲话给你高兴。
I'm not trying to joke.
我知道我是谁的仆人。
I know who servant I am.
我陪你做好朋友。
I can be good friend with you.
重要关头，我不是讲给你高兴，我是讲给上帝高兴。
But the most important point, I want to please God instead of you.
你们再听下去好。
So listen carefully.
是奥古斯丁的《上帝之城》。
The City of God by Augustine.
就给这个天主教一个错角。
Give a foundation for Roman Catholics.
他们有个先知教子的特权来控制全世界的政治。
That they think that they have special power to control the religion of the world.
当然，到了第十三世纪的时候。
But of course, by the 13th century.
另外一个天主教皇封为天使报世的神学家叫做 Thomas Aquinas.
Thomas Aquinas, another important church leader.
他就离开奥古斯丁所领受的传统，从亚里士多德建立了基督教的这种知识系统。
He left the idea of Augustine and borrowed from Aristotle to have the idea of ontological answer. In other words,
已经死了1500年的一个希腊大哲学家亚里士多德。
Aristotle, who was dead for 1,500 years,
忽然的摇身一变，变成知识分子的王子。
Suddenly became the prince of the intellect.
所以奥古斯丁所受过的柏拉图式的影响，慢慢式微下去。
Augustine was influenced by Plato.
已经死了1500年被翻身过来的阿里士多德重新登上宝座。
And suddenly Aristotle was became important again.
那个时候，这个阿里士多德的二元论
，Aristotle has a dualism.
双层的宇宙观
，the dual concept of the cosmos.
Form and matter are one.
That form and matter are one.
这个东西开始又影响天主教的教会。
Again, it influenced the Roman Catholic Church.
这个是题外事，我不提了。
I will not go into detail.
今天我不在这里教神学。
I'm not teaching theology.
要把很多重要的重点告诉你。
But I want to tell you the important points of history.
奥古斯丁对马丁路德的影响是什么呢
？And what about Augustine's influence on Martin Luther?
奥古斯丁有一个很重要的思想。
He had a very important thought.
就是因信称义的问题。
And the question relating to faith through righteousness through faith.
No, so justification by faith.
Justification by faith.
人是因信得的称义。
That we are justified by faith.
不是因为行为得的称义。
Not by our works.
这个东西呢，就影响了马丁路德。
This influenced Martin Luther greatly.
马丁路德进入了奥古斯丁的系统的修道院。
When Martin Luther entered to the monastery under the Augustinian structure,
这一点就越来越看清楚了。
And he was very clear about justification by faith.
我们可以说，启示原先已经示下了。
We can therefore say that the revelation was given earlier.
光照的大小每个时代不一样。
But every generation received different enlightenment.
因信称义的道理早在圣经记下来了。
The doctrine of justification of faith is in the Bible.
等到1500年以后
1750 years later,
大大发出亮光。
Suddenly great light came.
那个时候人在黑暗中间。
Because everyone was in the darkness.
是不是圣经每一节都可以发光的是？
The every verse of the Bible will shine forth.
是不是圣经每一节的光，每一个时代都同样发出来？不一定。
But the light will be different in every generation.
到了16世纪的时候
But the 16th century,
1917年,
19,
马丁路德创立这个改教运动的开始。
In 1517, Reformation.
这一段的圣经就发出大亮光出来。
And this passage suddenly enlightened them.
人是因信称义。
That we are justified by faith.
人是因信称义。
We are justified by faith.
人不能靠着自己的功劳。
We cannot rely on our
works. 不能靠着自己的行为。
Or our actions.
不能靠着自己的工作。
Or by our work.
能够蒙于上帝眼中。
And become pleasing to God.
人是因为在神面前的信心。
It is because of our faith before God.
信靠上帝。
That we rely on Him.
信靠耶稣基督。
That we believe in Jesus Christ.
蒙上帝赐给他的义。
And so God will give up righteousness.
这一方面是奥古斯丁受马丁路德受奥古斯丁的影响。
So Martin Luther was influenced by Augustine in this way.
第三
Thirdly,
我们的思想，奥古斯丁对教会的影响是什么？
The influence of Augustine on John Calvin.
奥古斯丁对教会的影响，
His influence
是从神权跟神的恩典主权这里来的。
Comes in the area of the sovereignty will of God.
In Augustine 的思想深到一个地步。
The Augustinian thoughts was very profound.
很多人想不通的地方，他们就懒惰就走了，不想下去了。
Many people do not want to think about difficult topics.
Augustine 一定是追根究底，要真正明白他才甘愿。
But Augustine will go into the depths.
这就成了归正的传统。
This become a tradition in the Reformation.
为什么归正讲台讲到的内容是很精细、很严谨，而且很逻辑化的？
Why would the Reformed pulpit be very concise and precise and very logical?
你习惯听归正讲台以后，你平常乱讲道的人，你已经很难再听进去。
If you are used to a Reformed pulpit, it is difficult for you to listen to other preachers.
这个传统就奥古斯丁下来。
This tradition came from Augustine.
上帝赐下圣经是要我们有信仰。
God gave us the Bible that we may have faith.
但上帝创造思想是要我们明白我们为什么信。
But God created the intellect that we may understand why we believe.
一个人知而不信是犯罪。
And so you sin when you know but do not believe.
一个人信而不知是盲目。
But if you believe without knowing, you are blind.
有信心而没有知识。
If you have faith without knowledge,
就像盲从的一样，不知道到哪里去。
It is a blind faith without knowing where you are going.
知识而没有信心的人。
But when a person has knowledge without faith,
就像有什么都看清楚，但是他根本没有不敢走路。
It's like a person who is very clear but dare not make a move.
奥古斯丁说
，Augustine says,
信心看到了应许之地。
The faith enables us to see the promised land.
他的知识就问信心说
，But knowledge will ask faith.
请你把看的告诉我好不好？
Will you please tell me what you see?
好让我知道到底你看见的是什么。
So that I know what you have seen.
这样信心看见了。
So faith enable you to see.
知识要赶上对所看见的明白。
And knowledge will then want to understand what you have seen.
奥古斯丁最重要的一句话就是
The most important phrase of Augustine.
我以信求知。
That I will believe in order to know.
因为我信。
Because I believe,
我愿意知道。
So I want to know.
I believe in order to know, and I know in order to believe again.
我知道，然后我又可以再相信。
奥古斯丁的这个方法论
，and this methodology,
他以前完全没有伟大的教父有过这样深的思想。
Was something that only he had, and no other church leaders thought of.
在他以前，这个人是发明三位一体论最先思想的人。
Before him, there was a church leader that had the understanding of the Trinity.
他讲的是另外一句话。
He said something else.
我信，因为他是莫名其妙，所以我信。
He said, "I believe because he is profound, so I believe."
我信，因为他是荒谬，所以我信。
I believe because he is ridiculous.
It's absurd.
Absurd.
Because it is absurd, so I believe.
Because
he said, 不必问我要怎么明白。
So don't ask me how I understand.
就因为他是荒谬。
Because he's absurd,
所以我信。
So I believe.
所以他根本没有讲清楚信跟知识的关系是什么。
He did not explain what's the relationship between faith and knowledge.
反倒他是说，就因为是不合理，所以我相信他。
So he said, because he's illogical, I must believe.
原来那个时候对理性跟不合理性之间还有别的可能性，没有人查清楚。
At that time, nobody studied clearly into all these areas.
有关于那件事要经过大概另外的1500年以后。
After 1500 years,
有一个英国的哲学家。叫做 John Locke 才提出来
A British philosopher John Locke
他说不是理性与反理性两个可能而已
He said it's not just whether it's reasonable or unreasonable
这个不合理这个不合理这个合理 难道只有这两种吗？
He said, is it just between being reasonable and unreasonable?
他说还有一种。
He said, there's another way.
不是合理。
Not that is reasonable.
也不是不合理。
Or that is unreasonable.
超离。
But it's trans-reason.
信仰不在不合理的地方。
That faith is not in the unreasonable.
信仰也不在合理的地方。
Nor is it in the reasonable.
信仰在超离的地方。
It is trans logic.
把它三分法。是英国的 John Locke 开始的。
John Locke had these three segregations.
Contra-rational,
contra-rational,
rational,
合理的
and supra-rational.
还有超合理性。
今天很多自以为聪明的傻瓜。
Many people who think of themselves intelligent.
今天许多自以为有智慧的知识分子。
Those intellects.
常常以为基督教不合理，所以他不能信。
Always think that Christianity is not rational.
毛病在哪里呢？
Where is the problem?
他把超离跟背离把它混为一谈。
They consider trans-rationality with illogical.
所以他以为自己聪明，结果没有办法做一个智慧的人。
So although they think of themselves as intelligent, they are not wise.
只能做一个愚昧的知识分子。
They only can become an ignorant intellect.
没有办法做一个智慧的知识分子。
They could not be a wise intellect.
好，我们继续讲下去。
Let us continue.
那奥古斯丁是第一个神学家。
Augustine was the first theologian.
信仰跟知识可能调和，提到最高的地步。
Who are able to explain how faith and knowledge can come together.
我是以信求知。
So he said, I believe that I may know.
这是历史上最伟大的一个知识跟信仰调和的发现。
This is the greatest discovery about faith and knowledge.
这一方面就影响了教会。
And this influenced John Calvin.
今天的灵恩派就是对这句完全不了解的另外一个错误的解释出来。
But there's a wrong teaching from the charismatics today.
灵恩派从来不知道什么叫以信求知。
They do not understand what it means by to believe than to know.
他是以信求恩。
They want to believe so
that they are praised. 我信，所以你医治我。
I believe.
我信，所以你给我发财。
I believe. Prosper me.
根本不要明白真理。
So they do not want to know the truth.
他是凭着自信心代替因听到产生的神圣信仰。
And they replace the faith that comes from listening to word with self-confidence.
毫无思考责任来到上帝面前盲目求恩。
There is no responsibility of thought. You just ask for faith.
这是很低级的基督教。
This is a very low type of
Christianity. 我们继续讲下去了。
We'll continue.
那现在我们回到这个奥古斯丁对教文还有什么影响呢？
What are the influences Augustine had?
教文是从奥古斯丁的书里发现恩典论跟主权论是不能分开的。
Augustine discovered from the works of Augustine, John Calvin discovered from the work of Augustine that grace and sovereign will cannot be separated.
Augustine 曾经这样讲。
Augustine said before.
他说我蒙受主的恩典。
I have received God's grace.
所以呢？我要感谢他。
And so I need to give him thanks.
但是他的恩典怎么会临到我身上，不是临到别人身上呢？
But why did he give me grace instead of other people?
是不是我曾经求他，主啊，给我恩典，因为我求，所以他把恩典给我。
Is it because I once asked of him?
但是
However,
我为什么会求呢？
Why did I even ask of him?
是我先求才得到恩典呢？
Did I get his grace because I asked of him?
或者他施恩给我时，我懂得怎么求呢？
Or he gave me grace first that I will know what to ask for.
恩典比祈求更优先，或者祈求是比恩典更优先呢？
So did grace come first or because I seek him first?
你说管优先不优先，做礼拜回家就算了。
You say, well, who cares? Just finish the worship service and go home.
很多基督徒从来没有好好思想他的信仰的问题。
Today, many Christians would not think about such things.
现在我如果停下来一分钟，
if we stop for a minute,
我要你们先跟旁边的讨论，到底先恩典还是先祈求？
I want to ask you to discuss with the people beside you.
等一下你把结论告诉我好不好？
And tell me the conclusion.
好，现在我下命令哦。
I will give you a command.
不可以不讲话。
You all must discuss.
哪一个不讲话，我请他上台来。
If you keep quiet, I'll ask you come forward.
现在你跟你旁边的讨论。
Discuss.
我们是先祷告才有恩典，或者先有恩典才懂得祷告。
Did we pray first to have grace, or did we have grace first before we pray?
好，现在你们大家讨论一下。
Discuss.
不可以不讲话。
Every one of you.
不要讲别的事啊，快快好好讨论。
Don't talk about other things.
为先祈祷才有上帝的恩典的，请举手。
Raise your hand if you think you should pray first and then grace of God will come。
放下来。认为连你能好好祈祷都是神的恩典的，请举手。
Those who think grace will come first, raise your hand。
两个都不知道，有时这个先，有个那时间的，请举手。
Those who are not sure, raise your hand。
我不管谁先谁后，反正最重要有恩典的，请举手。
So long as there's grace。
好，我告诉你啊，先有恩典，你才能祈祷才是对的。
The correct answer is first you have grace before you can even pray。
为什么你会向真神祈求呢？
Why would you even call to the real God?
为什么你会有对他祈求的这个渴慕的心？
Why do you even thirst for him?
这就证明他的恩典先给你。
This proves that his grace is first upon you.
如果上帝不是施恩给你，
If God did not give you his grace first,
你一定把假神当作真神。
You will first pray to the false God.
上帝不先纠正你的方向，
If God did not first correct your direction,
你一定没有正统的路向，
you will not have the right pathway,
你一定没有正确的对象，
you will not worship the right God.
奥古斯丁思想思想再思想，
Augustine thought about this over and over again,
好好研究圣经以后，
and he studied the Bible carefully,
发现了这个真理，
and he discovered this truth.
是你先把恩典赐给我，
That God first give us His grace.
我才有能向你恳求的恩。
And then I will seek for your grace.
是你把正确的观念赐给我。
That you first give me the right way.
我才认识你就是那一位的真神。
Then I recognize you as the true God.
能认识你是真神。
For me to know you as the real God.
信心说向你求就必得着。
For me to have faith to pray to you.
这些的观念的本身就是一个恩典。
All these concepts in itself are part of grace.
上帝的恩典一定优先于人对恩典的回应。
Therefore, the grace of God must come before our response to His grace.
这观念就把神的主权慢慢衬托出来了。
And this concept actually shows us the sovereign will of God.
神的主权论跟神的恩典论是绝对不能分开的。
The sovereign will of God cannot be segregated from His grace.
这个观念慢慢影响了加文。
And this concept influenced Calvin.
加文在大学里面读书的时候，
When Calvin was a university student,
他是念法律的。
He was a lawyer.
当时欧洲的大学都是教会所设立的。
But at that time, all universities were started by the church.
每个教会里，每一个大学里一定有神学的课程。
Every university would have taught you theology.
所以加文是以人文主义的身份研究神学，结果他发现神的道高过一切。
Calvin studied theology from a humanistic standpoint, but he realized the word of God is higher than all things else.
整个中国的大学制度什么时候开始的呢？
The entire university system of China.
中国的大学制度是到现在还不到100年。
Has existed less than 100 years.
因为在满清的时候有科举制度，没有大学。
At the Manchurian time, they still have the royal examination.
大学是从基督教影响中国才产生出来的。
Universities were set up when Christianity came into China.
北京的现在的北京大学前身叫燕京大学，是基督教创立的。
北京 University was called 燕京 University and was started by the Christians.
可惜是基督教在中国的影响跟基督教对中国的贡献，现在中国人忘记了。因为写历史的都是反对基督教的人。
But the Chinese have forgotten all this because historians have ignored all these things.
这是另外的题目，我今天不谈。
This is another topic, actually.
我今天继续告诉你。
But I tell you this.
全世界最早的大学。
The earliest university.
巴黎大学。
Was Paris.
有牛津大学。
And
以后才有剑桥大学。
Harvard and then Oxford.
不是啊。
Oxford and then
Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Nothing to do with Harvard. Harvard 是以后好几百年才发生的事情。那所以呢，那个时候美国根本呢还没生出来。好，我继续再讲了。巴黎大学
University of Paris，
牛津大学
Oxford University，
剑桥大学
Cambridge，
普拉哈大学
Prague，
Heidelberg 大学
Heidelberg，
帕杜瓦大学
Padua，
还有这个意大利的 Bologna 大学
and Bologna in Italy，
这些都是当时欧洲最早最早的大学。
These were the earliest universities，
到现在还是最严格还是最有声望的大学。
Till today they are still reputable。
到美国独立以后
，After the independence of America，
才有哈佛大学
，and then Harvard。
又过了70多年以后，才有耶鲁大学
，and then Yale，
还有 Columbia 大学
，Columbia，Princeton
大学 ，Princeton。而这些大学在美国还是基督徒开始的。
And they are started by Christians too.
全世界的大学制度原是从基督教开始的。
So university system originated from Christianity.
这个大学制度
，this system
就开始要更深
更广、更多明白宇宙万物的知识，所以去建立大学的。
Was built so that there is a deeper understanding of everything there is in the cosmos.
但在这以前
，But before this，
所有的知识是掌管在整个教会的系统跟传统里面。
The church contained all the system of knowledge.
西方的大学，神学是必修之课。
And therefore, in the early days, theology was a compulsory subject.
西方的大学，神学是众学问的皇后。
And theology was considered the queen of knowledge.
就是能够掌握。引导所有知识的最基本、最基本的学问。
It is the fundamental knowledge that will influence all other knowledge.
但是在东方的大学就完全不一样。
But this is not the case in the East.
东方的大学都是在最后这一百年才产生出来的。
Eastern universities start less than 100 years ago.
这是在法国大革命以后才产生的学府。
And also institutions that come after the French Revolution.
他们已经对神的道一点也不尊重了。
They are no longer respectful of the word of God.
对圣经完全置之度外了。
And get rid of the Bible completely.
所以东方的大学是失去龙头却自以为有学问的一些学府。
So Eastern universities lost the original head, but they still think of themselves as good.
所以这些大学就把神当作是西方的包袱，不再严格下来。
They consider God to be a redundant thing from the West.
就产生了很多很好笑的事情。
And so many funny things happen.
现在我们不再谈这个事情。
We will not talk about this further.
我们再回头来看。
We go back again.
所以那个时候
，At that time，
奥古斯丁的影响
，The influence of Augustine
已经对教文产生决定性的方向的引导
，Have a decisive direction and guidance for John Calvin.
所以教文在这一个奥古斯丁的思想里面。
Under Augustinian thought,
找到一个很清晰的观念。
John Calvin found a very clear concept.
世界一切有上帝永恒的旨意。
And that is there is eternal will of God in everything of the world.
上帝永恒的旨意是在一切的一切的事件之上。
And the eternal will of God is above all else.
所以教文讲一句很重要的话。
John Calvin said something very important.
上帝的旨意比一切都更大。
The John Calvin said the will of God is greater than all things.
除了上帝自己以外，没有任何事物是比上帝的旨意更高更大。
Other than God Himself, nothing is greater than the will of God.
Nothing is greater than the will of God except God Himself.
除了上帝以外，没有一件事情比上帝的旨意更伟大。
这个最基本的 master key.
This is the most fundamental master key.
就是教文一生研究学问，建立信仰，操纵他的属灵的情操的这个方向盘。
And become the compass for the rest of John Calvin's life.
有归正运动就从教文开始。
And the Reformation started from John Calvin.
承继了圣经的总原则。
And receiving the general principles of the Bible.
基督所隐藏着的一些的教训。
That in Christ all knowledge are to be found.
保罗解释了一定论。
The Apostle Paul explained predestination.
所发现了神的主权。
Augustine discovered the sovereign will of God.
成为教文传下来的纯正的归正系统。
All these become the pure reform structure that John Calvin gave us.
归正系统。
The reform structure
是一个很伟大的系统。
It's a great structure.
改教运动
The Reformation
历史上所有运动中间动机最清洁的一个运动。
It's a movement in the history of man that has the purest motive.
20年前，我看见一个新加坡神学院的毕业生的论文，里面把奥古斯丁批评的体无完肤，还可以毕业。
20 years ago, I saw a critique of the work of Augustine by a seminary student in Singapore.
Singapore Bible College.
Singapore Bible College.
我不是说新加坡神学院的学生都是这样。
I'm not saying that all their students are like this.
那一个毕业生论文大大批评奥古斯丁，他还可以毕业，我就很奇怪。
That graduate actually was criticizing Augustine, and yet he could graduate.
是不是老师不是很严格的批判这个论文？
Is it that the teacher was not too careful?
或者连老师都赞同他的理论，我就不知道。
Or perhaps the teacher even agreed with him.
新加坡神学院有很多好的老师。
Singapore Bible College has many good lecturers.
至少有一两个是这样的。
At least there were a few.
所以你要很谨慎。
So be careful.
那奥古斯丁对教文的影响
？The influence of Augustine to John Calvin.
决定了预定论。
Influenced the predestination.
神权
论。Sovereignty of God.
恩典论。
The doctrine of grace.
永世的旨意的几个道理。
And the question of eternal will of God.
这是很重要很重要的事。
These are important doctrines.
因为从刚才我们讲从天主教被赶出来以后
，Earlier we talked about how we were banished from the Roman Catholic.
那么那些人就完全绝望。
All those people that were chased away were disappointed.
根深蒂固的观念是什么呢？
They have a deep-rooted concept.
教会之外不救恩。
That there is no salvation outside the doors of the church.
如果这句话已经扎根、深根在人最深的思想里面的时候，
If it is in the depth of your thoughts,
那么他们一被教会赶出来以后，
When the church banished them,
他们只有死路一条。
There is only death waiting for them.
只有等下地狱。
They can only wait to go to hell.
绝对没有翻身的可能。
There is no way they can return.
绝对没有回头得救的盼望。
There is no hope for salvation.
这样，当天主教说我们把马